O Holy Spirit of God, help us to become masters of ourselves, that we may be the servants of others. Take our ears and hear through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for you. Amen.
Amen.
How do we live into our healing? How do we live into our healing? Jesus came to heal the world, to set us free from the things that bind us, to set us free from the things that can separate us from God. Throughout the Gospel of Luke, Jesus heals people. You remember many of these stories because we've heard them this year, Sunday after Sunday, as the lectionary has taken us through the Gospel of Luke. At the very beginning of Jesus' ministry, he heals a man with an unclean spirit who stands up in the synagogue and confronts him. Throughout the gospel, multitudes of people follow Jesus everywhere he goes, and Luke tells us that Jesus heals them. There are many individual stories of healing. Jesus healing Simon's mother-in-law, who then serves them a meal. Jesus heals a man with leprosy. Remember the paralyzed man whose friends dug a hole in the roof and lay him down in front of Jesus for healing. There was a man with a withered hand who Jesus also healed on the Sabbath. There was a centurion slave, the son of the widow of Nain. There was Mary Magdalene, who was healed of 7 demons, and the man who lived among the tombs. There was Jairus' daughter and the woman with the hemorrhage of blood who had suffered for 12 years. And then finally, in chapter 13, we come to the story we just heard, the story of the healing of the bent-over woman. Jesus came to heal the world. And when Jesus heals in the Gospels, he shows us how the kingdom of God works. Jesus heals the whole person, body, mind, and spirit. And when Jesus heals, the person is restored to the community, to joyful and abundant life. There are so many things that can keep us in bondage, that can separate us from God, that can keep us from living a life of joy and abundance. Sometimes illness, grief, remorse, hard-heartedness, or guilt. Maybe a grudge that is held for many years. Or perhaps extreme poverty, addiction, or greed. All of these things can keep us in bondage, can keep us from living a life of joy and abundance. But watching Jesus heal, we see how the kingdom of God works. In the kingdom of God, the whole world will be healed. The bent-over woman carried a burden that kept her that way for 18 long years. Luke calls it a spirit that kept her crippled and unable to stand upright. Whatever it was, physical, emotional, spiritual, she was in bondage. She was not free. And this affliction in that culture kept her from being a part of the community. She would have been kept apart, thought of as unclean, separated from those who were well. She would have been often alone. Can you imagine her on that day in the synagogue when Jesus spoke to her? One writer imagines the healing this way. The woman's gaze was always downward. She was unable to look up. She was unable to look anyone in the eye unless they made an effort to kneel down beside her. So when Jesus called the woman over to himself, he must have knelt down and looked in her eyes before he spoke those words of healing. He must have looked into her eyes and seen the depth of her suffering. Woman, you are set free from your ailment. Jesus knew that her pain was much more than physical pain. He knew that she could not be a part of normal conversation and community. And so his gaze, his words, and his healing touch brought her back to fullness of life. And the first thing that she did was to stand up straight in the synagogue and praise God. This sermon started with a question for us. How do we live into our healing? We don't know for sure, but we can imagine how this woman lived after Jesus healed her. We can imagine her joy at merely being able to stand up straight and look people in the eye. We can imagine that she had compassion for others who were in bondage from similar ailments. Perhaps she spent time ministering to those who had been excluded as she had been excluded from community life. We can imagine that her life was spent in joyful thanksgiving to God, who had given her the greatest gift, a glimpse of life in the kingdom of God and the one who would bring it to fruition. So, how do we live into